We've been travelling around with our Cavalier King Charles Spaniel called Charlie, and really the trip wouldn't have been the same without him. It was a tough decision to bring him with us. Obviously, all sorts of bugs and diseases and anything that could happen to him while we're away. But we spoke to our vets and they assured us and advised us on what treatments and things he would need while we were travelling. And he's very good. He's a really good travel companion. He'll sleep generally while we're driving. You might be able to hear him snoring softly in the background at the moment. And then if we pull up somewhere, a beach or a park or something, he's quite happy to get out and play. Also, it means that local people are more likely to talk to us, strangely, as we're walking through a town. Small children or even grown-up adults will happily come over and make noises or want to pet him and ask questions about him. And generally, you know the questions that they're going to ask. So his name, his age, what breed he is. But it gets us talking to people. We've spoken to a lot more people than we would have done if we didn't have him with us. And I don't regret bringing him at all. It would be a totally different trip without him. Sure, we can't go into some museums and we have to plan a bit more carefully when we're going around cities or different places. If we want to visit a church, one of us will go in, the other one will wait outside with the dog and we'll take it in turns. But we work around things and he's great. He's great to have around.